Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rave Waves Blog Talk Radio Show by the Book. By the Book is brought to you by the Rave Reviews Book Club. I'm your host, Sam Polakoff, broadcasting live from Charm City in the Old Line State, otherwise known as, you guessed it, Baltimore, Maryland. This segment of By the Book is sponsored by three short stories, Jewel, A Soldier's Children, and Voodoo or Destiny by RISA author Jan Sykes. If you are an author and are interested in having a commercial created and promoting your book to air on one of our shows, just visit the Rave Reviews Book Club website and click on the Rave Waves tab. It's a fantastic way to promote your books. You can find the book club's website at ravereviewsbookclub.wordpress.com. Joining us today from Rochester, Minnesota is Harriet Hodgson, the author of 38 self-help books, including the one we'll be discussing today, So You're Raising Your Grandkids. Harriet, welcome.
Thank you.
Good. Listeners, if you have any questions or comments for Harriet, please feel free to join in on Twitter by using the hashtag RRBC by the book. That's hashtag RRBC by the book. We'll also be opening the phone lines to callers who have questions or comments for our guests, but you must have pre-registered your phone number with us in order to participate by phone. All right, Harriet, thanks again for being here today. On behalf of RRBC and RISA, we're really glad to have you with us.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Okay, well, let's dive in. So let's introduce you to those who in our audience who may not know who you are. In 60 seconds or less, tell us who you are. Who's Harriet Hodgson, the person behind the author?
I am a freelance health and wellness writer. I've been typing for 39 years, started out in the basement, and I'm the author of thousands of print and online articles, 38 books. My 39th book is in production now.
That's great. That is really terrific.
I'm always writing. I love writing so much, and I am not kidding. I write in my sleep.
Well, you know, I had a conversation the other day with a nice lady about how we use the dreams and things that happen while we sleep in our stories. So it's good time. It's good that you're using that valuably. So the book we're going to discuss today is called So You're Raising Your Grandkids. Tell us a little bit about this book and what inspired you to write it.
Well, life inspired me to write it. In 2007, my daughter, who was the mother of my twin grandchildren, died from the injuries she received in a car crash.
Oh, my.
And then, and on the same weekend, my father-in-law died.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then 8 weeks later, my brother and only sibling died. And in the fall, the twins' father died in another car crash.
No, you've had your share of tragedy.
Exactly. And so the court appointed my husband and me as the twins' guardians / caregivers. Mm-hmm. And so we got to relive the teenage years again. The kids were 15 years old when they moved in with us, one boy, one girl. It turns out that our house was perfect, a perfect fit for them, and they had their own bedrooms and a shared bathroom. And the more I got into guardianship and caring for teenagers again, the more I realized it was a book. And as a health and wellness writer, I do intensive research. All of my resource lists are like a dozen pages long, at least. And people kept saying, you've got to tell your story. You've got to tell how you and your husband raised the teenagers. Well, I was reluctant to do it because of confidentiality. Mm-hmm. But then some experts and even family members said, you know, you've got to tell the story. And I finally figured out how to do it, and that was to cite a research findings and then tell a real-life story to illustrate it. So this isn't a dry read. This is a very casual read with wonderful life stories.
Well, that sounds very inspiring, and I commend you for taking tragedy under the most difficult circumstances and turning it into something that can benefit others. That's That's really nice. So the listeners should be aware that the book is also the grand prize winner in the 2019 Rave Reviews Book Club's KCT International Literary Award Contest. So congratulations, and I have a surprise for you today. It's being announced on this show for the very first time. Your book is going on a one-day introductory blog blast tour across 7 blogs on Wednesday, May 20th. You'll be receiving more details after the show today. But that's really fantastic news. What do you think about that, Harriet?
Well, first of all, I couldn't believe it. I thought, you know, maybe it's a typo or something. I was really excited, and it is a great honor. And that book has gone on to receive 2 other accolades. It was a New Apple official selection, and it was a finalist in the Book Excellence Awards. And I apparently had some pretty stiff competition there. So I'm glad for that, but I still need to get the word out about the book, and I want people to realize that this is not a painful read. Although it came from pain, it's a very helpful read. It's got tested tips from research, and the whole theme of the book is to make your life easier. If you're raising grandkids, these tips will help you make your life easier. At the end, I even wrote a grandparents' bill of rights. I mean, we have some rights, and I put some fun things on the list. One of the things is that I have the right to ask my grandchildren to turn the car radio back to my favorite station.
That's great. Now, what's your favorite station? That's what I want to know. What kind of music were you forcing them to listen to?
Listening to oldies, you know, gentle oldies, and I didn't want stuff that would rattle my bones. So,
yep, I understand. You're talking to a guy who's seen Neil Diamond in concert 14 times, so I know about oldies.
Yeah, that's what I was listening to.
Well, that's great. That's always a great choice, whether you want to get up or you want to, you know, tone down a little bit. So, but I hear that from RRBC that your book's going to be receiving an amazing promotion throughout the rest of this year. So congratulations again for that honor. I guess the next thing I'd like to talk about, Harriet, is just transitioning a little bit. Your books are categorized as self-help, but over your storied career, you've really covered a wide variety of subjects, everything from caregiving to drug abuse and even children's stories. Which of these subjects elicits the most passion in you, and how has it evolved over the many years you've been doing this?
Well, everything I write comes from my life. So our kids got into drugs at an early age, so we lived through that and all sorts of ramifications, you know, family treatment and all of that. And I have a teaching background. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in early childhood education. So when I started out, I basically wrote some educational books. I wrote a series for young children, one is about toys and games that they could make. Another is about art that they could do. And that art comes from my master's degree in art education. So then I kind of, you know, deviated, took a little detour, and I started writing more and more books in the self-help category. But some of them should also be in the inspiration category, because in 2007, after the multiple losses, I wrote about 8 grief healing resources for people. And actually, during this time that I've been sheltering at home, I have written several grief resources for young children. I felt that more were needed.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I think the whole world is kind of trying to figure out how to cope with this sheltering in place or self-quarantining that we're all doing. There's a marked rise in depression and unfortunately suicide. And I think the good work that you do is really needed now, maybe more than ever.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. I love writing these resources, and I hope they will be well received.
I'm sure they will be. I'm sure people will gobble them up. Can you recall one life event? I know you've had so much go on, and you've already mentioned some real tragic occurrences in your life that inspired certain things, but was there one life event that stands out for you that inspired you to become a writer?
Well, I started making homemade books when I was in elementary school. So in a sense, I think I made that decision early. When I got to college, I was co-editor of a literary magazine. And then I taught for a dozen years, and I started writing articles for educational journals, and they kept getting accepted. So I was really excited, and I thought, this is fun, and there's my name in print.
That's exciting. It's always so a thrill, isn't it?
Yeah, and so then I went on to write, much longer books.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So just want to remind listeners that if you have a comment or a question for Harriet, to use Twitter and use the hashtag RRBCByTheBook. So far, we have no comments or questions, so we'll just keep going because I've got a lot of good questions for you. I knew this would be a fascinating interview. I guess since we're both members of RRBC, that community, tell us a little bit about how your membership in this organization has benefited you as a writer.
I think it's kind of like joining a large family. And the people are supportive. They're interested in you. I haven't encountered anyone who was on an ego trip. It's just wonderful. And it's nice to know that people care about who I am and what I'm doing. And to illustrate that, about 2 months ago, I injured my foot. So I was Mrs. Hobble. You had the boot on, hobbling all over the place. And I was very surprised one evening to receive a call from the Rave Reviews Book Club saying, how was I doing? How was I feeling? And I was astonished and delighted at the same time. I thought, that is true caring. True
caring.
That's
really nice. I think our president, Nani Jules, will literally and figuratively wrap her arms around every member and show how much she cares about them all. So it's nice to hear you say that. So you're also a member of RISA, and it's an organization, a prestigious organization, where hundreds apply for membership, yet our roster consists of only 50 members. How do you feel about belonging to such a prestigious organization?
Well, I am thrilled to be included, and I should also tell people that I am not a youngster anymore. I am still writing every day. I'm still writing books and articles. I have more ideas than I know what to do with, and RISA appreciates those. And I am 84 years old.
Oh, and congratulations. 84 years young.
I am in a very competitive field. I'm out there. Yes, I am kind of a computer klutz, but I can crank out a manuscript pretty darn efficiently. And I'm just learning about this whole business of marketing. I mean, I appreciate the whole idea of a blog tour because my generation was trained, quote, do not brag. You're not supposed to brag. So I felt that telling people about my books was bragging, until my publisher said, you're not bragging, you are telling facts, you're sharing facts. You wrote 38 books. And I thought, well, I guess she's right. I guess I can talk about them. So I've been doing that more.
That's great. And I don't think there's anything wrong. It's great to be humble, and certainly we all respect that. But as you mentioned, we are living in a very competitive field where a million or more books are published by independent authors every single year. And we're left to figure out the best ways to promote and market our own work. So RRBC and RISA are great organizations to help us with that. And I think it's good that you kind of come out of that humble pie a little bit and get out there and let the world know how great your work is and how much you've done, because you have done an awful lot.
I have done a lot, and there's more to come.
Well, that's great. I am so happy to hear you're not stopping anytime soon. See a bit of activity coming in from Twitter. Yvette Cairo says, you are so right. Nani Jules always looks out for all RRBC members, and certainly we agree with that. Don't have any questions right now from the Peanut Gallery, but we're still going to plunge forward with our own questions. Harriet, I know you've touched a little bit on some of your family concerns and considerations and some of the troubles you've had. I understand now that you are your husband's caregiver, and you've been for quite some time. So where do you find the time to do all the writing that you do with the responsibilities to your spouse?
Well, writing is so helpful. And I have determined that I am going to keep doing what I love to do. I've had several close friends tell me I would have to give up writing in order to care for the twins. And I refused to do that. And therefore, I just shifted the focus of my writing. So I shifted it to caregiving. And then as I am now a great-grandmother and thinking very much about the next generation, that led to these grief workbooks for kids. They're short. They're right on target. I'm using that child development degree. I have the art credentials to back it up because they're workbooks. And I have just decided that I have to continue being myself. If I chose to do otherwise, I think I would be depressed. So my husband and I talked it over, and we agreed that I would continue to write and compete in the book industry. And we do have a registered nurse that comes in for an hour and a half each morning to help get my husband up. He is paraplegic. But the rest of the day, I'm doing all the caregiving. So I'm doing, you know, medication management. I'm helping with things like catheterization. And he became paraplegic in 2013 when his aorta dissected.
Oh, gosh.
And that's as dicey as it gets. And he had major surgery, and during that surgery, he had a spinal cord injury because he already had a dacron descending aorta, and that connection with the dacron and the real aorta broke. It severed. So he lives his life in a wheelchair, but because he said, yes, I'm going to have the surgery and I want to see my grandkids graduate from college, he wasn't able to do that. So I went, and people ask all the time, what's the deal with your grandkids? Well, they both graduated with high honors. They both graduated Phi Beta Kappa. On Sunday, my grandson graduates from the Mayo Clinic School of Medicine.
And he will be
the third physician in our immediate family. And my granddaughter is an independent photographer, an adoptive mother, a biological mother, an independent photographer, and she married a minister. So
you have a lot to be proud of.
We're just thrilled with them. They were wonderful to begin with.
Everyone goes through a tragedy, and you've certainly had your share, but I think you're someone who knows how to count her blessings and appreciate the good things in life. So I take my hat off to you for that. We do have a comment, Harriet, from the Peanut Gallery here. Dennis Cardiff has tweeted, "Hi, Harriet. I've just downloaded, so you're raising your grandkids. As a grandparent to four grandchildren, I look forward to reading your sad but fascinating story."
Oh, well, thank you, Dennis, for that. I appreciate it. I think you will like it, and I think you will find out it is real.
Yeah.
My life is real, and all of my books come from my life and reality.
Great. And that's some more comments from our Peanut Gallery. Our president, Nani Jules, says, that's sweet of you to say, Yvette, and thanks bunches. Let's see if we have any other comments. That seems to be it at the moment. So let me ask this, Harriet, when you are not writing, what do you like to do to relax? Do you have hobbies or other talents, things that you do to unwind beyond listening to Neil Diamond?
Well, I'm always doing something. I'm just naturally a creative person. And so I like to cook. Unfortunately, I am my own best customer. So I have gained 5 pounds while sheltering at home. Now I have to lose 5 pounds.
You're ahead of the rest of us.
and then I have a new book that was close to coming out. I mentioned it earlier, and it's illustrated with something called doodle art. And I have a master's degree in art, but I hadn't heard of doodle art. So I ordered some supplies, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing doodle art, and I have just written a book, and I'm proposing that I illustrate it with doodle art. I also used to be very active musically. I took voice lessons as a young high school student, always sang in a choir, always sang solos, sang at weddings, and though I don't do that anymore, I do sing all the time around the house. And the other thing I've been doing that I never thought I would do is I made, I think it's 8 very short 90-second videos. They're all on Facebook. They all show me for who I am. So in one I'm singing, and another I'm talking about a cookbook I wrote. Another I'm talking about caregiving books that I wrote. So this is a new venture for me, and I hope some people will watch them. So you just go on Facebook and enter Harriet Hodgson, and there I am.
That's great. So are you going to sing? Will you sing Sweet Caroline for our listeners?
I don't think so.
I had to ask.
I'll pass on that.
So you know, when you say doodle art, I have to ask about that too, because you know when I was in college, like most college students, at times I would get bored and I would doodle on a piece of paper. That's what we did. Is that what we're talking about when you say doodle art? Just freehand drawings.
We're talking about that, only it's been refined. So it's kind of a hybrid between actual doodling and almost cartoon art. And you can take tutorials, which I have done, take tutorials online. And it turns out to be a perfect match for me because I've had a lot of art training. So I can go through those tutorials pretty darn quickly. And then go right to a sketch pad and sketch. There's a lot of texture, a lot of whimsy. People put things together that don't necessarily go together. I saw one doodle. It was palm trees and tennis shoes, which was kind of odd in a way. But they can get to be very complex. Lots of texturing, shading. Some people add watercolor. I won't be doing that, but it's fun, and it makes use of the subconscious mind, because you may think you're not thinking when you're doodling, but in truth you are. You're seeing some thoughts that may have been parked in a corner of your mind, and they are revealed through the doodles. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting creative outlet. So thanks for sharing that. Yeah, we're coming down the home stretch here on time. And since our program is called By the Book, tell us why our listening audience should run out and buy So You're Raising Your Grandkids.
Well, first of all, it's in 3 formats. So it's in print format, electronic format, and it's an audio book. And the audiobook is going to be on special on Monday on the online book club. It'll be there for $2.99, which is you're getting a lot of information for $2.99. The audio version is beautifully narrated. I mean, I could do commercials. I could flag down the postman and say, you got to get this book, because there's so much practical information in there. And at the end of every chapter is a summary of the steps that you can take to make life easier. So it's basically a list of what works. And if you're having trouble interacting with grandkids, then get the book and head straight for those summaries at the end of the chapters. This is my 23rd year as a family caregiver. So I have a lot of experience. I've been in the trenches. I know what it's like. I know what you're facing, and I'm here to help.
Well, Harriet, I can't tell you how amazing I think you are. It's been a pleasure. We're just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for visiting with us today and letting us get to know you better on By the Book. Okay, listeners, now I'd like to share with you a couple of other titles worthy of the name of this program. These books are highly recommended by our president, Nani Jules, so you want to head to Amazon or wherever you buy your books legally and pick up copies of these two gems. The first title is Son of My Father by Peggy Hattendorf, and the second title is A Perilous Thirst by Ronnie Deshay. These books are listed in the RISA catalog at ravewriters.wordpress.com, categorized by the author's last name. Both are members of the very exclusive RISA. Okay, now it's time for us to pay some bills. Today's sponsor is Three Short Stories, Jewel, A Soldier's Children, and Voodoo or Destiny by author Jan Sykes.
Three short stories from award-winning author Jan Sykes. Voodoo or Destiny, you decide. Claire Winters is heartbroken when her husband says he's found someone else and wants a divorce. But things take a chilling turn when she and her best friend Jade make a voodoo doll to cast a spell on Daniel. Claire gets more than she bargained for. But is it truly voodoo magic or simply coincidence? You decide. Jewel. Poverty and hunger are all Jewel has known, barely existing in a ramshackle cabin on the edge of a Louisiana swamp. Hopelessness permeates the thin walls of the shack like a dark mist. When her ailing mother creates a way out, Jewel is terrified. Will the change be for the better, or will it push her farther down? A Soldier's Children. At 14, Jennifer carries more on her young shoulders than any girl should have to. With a mother who has abandoned her and her little sister Emily, and a father who is presumed dead in Afghanistan, Jennifer has few choices. Life has dealt a hard hand, and she's determined to play it. After all, the two girls are a soldier's children. Pick up your copy of Voodoo or Destiny, You Decide, Jewel, and A Soldier's Children by author Jan Sykes on Amazon today for only 99 cents.
Okay, we're back. You can find two shorts and a snort in the RISA catalog. It's also a title you want to sink your teeth into. Once again, I'd like to thank my guest, author Harriet Hodgson, for being part of our show today, as well as those of you who participated from our peanut gallery. Your presence is always appreciated. Remember, if you miss a live show, you can always find each and every episode in the Rave Waves archive. This is your host, Sam Polakoff, thanking you for tuning in today to Buy the Book, a Rave Waves production. Be sure to join us next time for another exciting episode of Rave Waves Blog Talk Radio, where all things literary are our passion. Have a great weekend, everybody.